Jessica Kay.
And today we have a fantastic special guest. Her name is Carrie Booth-Schmidt. Everyone, welcome Carrie Booth-Schmidt with us. Woohoo!
Welcome, Carrie. Hello, story nerds, my people, my tribe.
Aww. All the tribe.
Sure. Yes.
Carrie, can you just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do within the book world?
Yeah, so I do a little something of everything, but I run readingismysuperpower.org. That's my home on the internet. And I run a publicity tour company, Just Read, with my friend Annie, who I also run the Christian Fiction Readers Retreat with.
Woo!
April 2019. And I'm starting a new book magazine with Hope for Women magazine. So
Yay!
We're combining that and doing some bookish things. So it's exciting. Lots of fun.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
So you guys just had a contest too, right? For the name of the contest?
We did. We just had a naming contest. So I can't tell you what it is yet, though.
Okay. So can you tell us quickly, like, when is that supposed to come out soon? When is that
hopefully
timing?
Hopefully is going to launch in October. That's our goal.
Wow. So just a few months.
Wow. That is soon.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. My house is full of books right now. So
as evidenced by your
And tell us a little bit about your book boyfriend t-shirt, because that is our topic today, is our top book boyfriends.
Book boyfriends. Yes. So I have a t-shirt with my top five. So we'll see how many we can get, just their names. I didn't, you know, put pictures or anything, because these are book boyfriends. So I'm kind of a collector of book boyfriends, so I had to put them on a shirt.
Go ahead and tell us a little bit more, because I don't think I'm familiar with your choice.
Yes, neither am I. So tell me.
Oh, girls. Okay. So James
we're about
McDonald's.
To be schooled.
Yeah. Hello. Okay. So he is from Carla Laureano's McDonald family series. It's the first book, but he shows up, you know, in the other ones too, which is nice. You get, you know, to visit with him. And I have coined the hashtag my James, because he's mine and everyone else needs to deal with it. Okay. So he's a Scottish chef, like really popular. Within like the first two pages, he's being playful. He's smoldering. He's grinning. He's flirting. He's completely flirtatious. But he also has a really deep side to him as well. So he's just swoony.
Okay, so how is he deep? Like, tell me an instance where you get the deep loving factor of James.
Right. So he is, you know, falling in love, of course, with Andrea in the book. And there's this scene where they're kind of walking along in the Isle of Skye, which also now I want to go visit, and not just in case James shows up there, but you know, that doesn't hurt. It also does not hurt that he's modeled after Henry Cavill.
Oh,
yes.
Man,
we just had a conversation about him recently. So that's funny that you bring that.
Yeah. So, you know,
I literally, we were talking about him yesterday.
So that alone should make you go get this book. Right. And it's just been re-released. The cover is all pretty. And anyway, back to him being deep. I got distracted by Henry Cavill. Story of my life. So they're talking about, you know, she's trying to figure out her place in life, her relationship with God. And you just get a lot of insight, into him and his own struggles. And, you know, they're both very kind of authentic in their faith journey, and they don't have it all together. And, he, you know, can pause the flirting a little bit, although it's always kind of there in the background. But he really just kind of opens up and shares his own thoughts and kind of redirects her. So
cool. Yeah.
Plus he loves his mama.
That's always a good sign. what's the plot of the book about in just like a couple of sentences?
Okay. So Andrea is like a hotel management person. She's American, and she goes over there to restore this hotel, and she meets James, and at first she's like, whatever, and then he's driving her to where they need to be, and she's like, okay, he's kind of cute. And so it's just about them like restoring their faith in God, both of them, and then just their relationship building with each other. So
that sounds like a really good
5 days,
one,
you know, that really kind of changed her life. So
mm-hmm.
yeah
All right, Jess.
Mine is Gilbert Blythe out of Anne of Green Gables.
Oh, he's the perfect book boyfriend. Yes.
Let's, let's talk about Gil so much.
Do I even need to explain why Gilbert is on the list? So this sums it up perfectly. I was watching, my housemate and I are big fans of the TV show New Girl, and we were watching it the other day, and there is an episode where one of the characters is getting married, and as part of her bachelorette party, she and her best friend sit down and watch all the Anne of Green Gables movies. And at one point during the movie, Gilbert comes on screen, and she's referring to her fiancé, and she goes, "You know, I love Schmidt, but if Gilbert Blythe was real, I would dump him in a second."
Yep.
And we crack up because it's so true.
Yeah. There's something about Gilbert, isn't there? It's
there, like, really is.
He's just so... I don't know.
Okay, from the time he calls her carrots, which is just like classic schoolboy gonna do something to pick on the girl I like pulling on her pigtails, yeah, almost exactly. Literally. And
yeah,
you know, and just like the love that he has for her as they are competing for the highest place, and then as they win the highest place, like they both tie for first in that the school scholarship competition.
And he really pursues her. I mean,
he does.
Because she's not like, I mean, she's okay with him hanging around, but she doesn't want to fall in love with him at first, you know.
Yeah, so. she really doesn't for like a good four books.
Yeah.
Like she's really holding him off and not seeing it. She has all these daydreams about her dream guy, and then in the end, of course, realizes what she has in front of her. But I mean, I guess it's probably one of the first love hate storylines that I ever read, yeah. Like, because when they're kids, they really drove each other nuts. But you see that underneath, he really likes her, and he's a really smart character, and everyone really likes that. And they really balance each other out too. He's insanely practical, and you know, doesn't tend to have an imagination. She's not at all. So she needs him to balance her out, but he also needs her to lighten him up, because alone he would be much too serious. And I mean, in book, is it book four, Anne of the Island, where they finally are, they're in college together, and it's when we're finally at the very end, they do get together. But there's a gap in there where for a while they're kind of estranged, they're not really friends. Mm-hmm. And in that time where he completely doesn't have her in his life, he works so hard that he gets sick and he nearly dies. So he clearly needs her.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I will just always think of him as the annoying kid on the playground that you know that they're going to fall in love. Like, you know it. But he's just this annoying kid that, like, picks on her. And you're like, but that's so perfect. I'm going to have to go for... Oh, gosh, there's so... I feel like this is my problem every single time we record our favorites. There's too many to choose from for favorites. I'm going to have to go with a really strange one, though. I don't feel like most people would think this, but Dee Henderson's... she had this old series called the Uncommon O'Malley. Heroes series.
Oh,
not
the
O'Malley series. I love the O'Malleys, too, and there's so many good ones to choose from there. But my favorite, I think, is Navy SEAL Lieutenant Joe Bear Baker. Okay, so Joe, but everyone calls him Bear, which is funny because there's another one that I have in here that's also Bear, but this isn't the guy.
Yes! Bear was nearly in my top five as well. It's such a good name.
Bear just, I feel like, is such a perfect name for a fictional boyfriend character. I think at this point I should just only seriously consider dating men named Bear. Feel like my options might be a little thin.
Bear.
Is it really?
My nephew's name is Bear, but he's,
how old is
only
he?
One. So
yeah, that won't work.
He's really cute, though, but he's only one. So.
Well, yeah, we'll set him up with somebody else farther on down the line, way on farther on down the line.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so I just have to preface this by saying Dee Henderson writes the most... perfect men. I don't know how to put it, but this, she just has this way of writing men that is like calming, but very like emotionally calming. There's no way I can describe a Dee Henderson guy. I feel like I'm failing on words, and this is my specialty, right?
They're always very capable and competent and protective characters,
yes,
who are really
it.
Good at
confident.
What they do.
They are so confident, and I think that's what I really loved about Bear is that, so he's has been interested, well, sort of. Basically, Kelly Jacobs is his late best friend's wife. Mm-hmm. And it's a war story, and so he goes away to war, and he loses his best friend. He's back, and now there's sort of a mystery that goes on behind the scenes, kind of more related towards, it kind of ties in a little bit to some of Bear's history and how that affected Bear's late best friend and Kelly's late husband. But my favorite part is, like, through the whole thing, he really pursues Kelly. He's so confident in it, but he also, like, Dee Henderson has a way of writing characters, but especially Bear, as just being, like, confident in trusting God in how to handle the relationship. And it just comes through so perfectly in Bear. And then we can also talk about the fact that he's a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, we can appreciate that for a moment, for
can
sure.
Definitely appreciate that moment. And maybe take another moment, because the opening scene is literally him, like, saving Kelly and keeping her from drowning. Yeah. And I'm like, save me, Bear, save me! If I go out and swim in the Pacific Ocean right now, will you come save me? Maybe I probably should reconsider, considering he's not real.
But what's great about that scene, SEAL might come save you.
If I go down to San Diego, I bet that could happen. Go down to Coronado Island and just go start swimming. Oh, help, look, see?
Yeah. Keep going until you find a SEAL you're interested in. Yeah.
That's it.
Let me
right
try
there.
This again. You have a cuter one that can save me, please.
Oh, but seriously, Bear is just, I mean, like, first of all, the name Bear kind of gives this aura of just, like, being a hunk, I'm going to say it. Yeah. Like, just, like, bulky and really, oh. So I could talk about the Navy SEAL thing for a while too, but I think what I loved most about Bear is the fact that he just was so confident in his faith, and he was so confident in just walking alongside God, alongside Kelly, and figuring out their relationship, because it's been a while, but she, in a sense, was still grieving her late husband's death, who was Bear's best friend. And there's a lot of strange relationships, things that happen when you're talking about falling in love with your old best friend's girl, and that.
And he's still active duty.
Yes. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So she's got all the fear and stuff that goes along with that.
Yep.
Of, you know, what is he going to end up the same as my husband? And can I risk that again?
And I'm going to look and see what year this was made, because, let's see, what year was this published?
'90s.
Like,
late '90s,
early 2000s.
2000. Yep.
Yeah.
2000.
Okay.
So this is, like, almost 20 years old now, which makes me feel really old. But this is such a great book. If you have the chance, Dee Henderson is always great, but I really loved this series, the Uncommon Heroes series.
Yes.
Oh, all of the heroes in her books are amazing, but I think Bear that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm remembering the book now that you're saying. I read it like a dozen times, and now I think I gave away my copy because I figured, hey, you know, may as well have some more other people read it, and now I'm kind of regretting that now. I want it back.
So if you're listening and you were the person that took Jess's book, you need to return it.
Would you please give it back to her? Yeah.
I've still got all my O'Malley's, but I think I gave the other ones away.
Yep.
I only have my two favorite O'Malley's. I gave the other ones away. I held on to my two faves, but...
And she actually asks you to as well. Like, I think if you go on her website, she says, hey, if you read my books and they're just sitting on your bookshelf, consider giving them to someone else to help spread it. And so,
I'm
like
selfish for
that. Did what she
I
asked.
Go back and read her stuff all the time. There's no way I'm going to give those up. All right. Carrie, why don't you go on and talk about your next awesome book boyfriend?
Okay, so this one is very closely tied with my James as being my favorite book boyfriend, and that is Charlie Lionheart. And if you haven't read The Lady and the Lionheart, you have to.
Jessica Bischoff.
Charlie Lionheart was great. Another great name, by the way. An animal-related awesome name.
That's very true. I mean, wow. Mm-hmm. Yep.
True, yeah.
I mean, besides the whole book being awesome, but that's it. You know?
So steady, and he had a little bit of a bad boy side still, you know, just a little bit of hints of it. And he was just such a beautifully tender kind of portrayal of not only, like, the fairy tale beast, but also of Jesus and, you know, his salvation and how he, you know, died for us. And in a lot of ways, Charlie died, you know, in order to, he didn't really die, but in a figurative sense.
Mm-hmm. He sacrificed like 4 years of his life or something for his baby niece to buy a fairy dome. So to explain to anyone who hasn't read the book, it's set back in the old circus days, and Charlie is a lion tamer, and his baby niece loses her mother, and the circus chick is evil and like holds the baby hostage, and basically he has to agree to get tattooed all over and be like the beast in a cage every night as a performance for 4 years
humiliated.
To purchase the niece back. Yeah. And so he's like, and also tattooing back in the old days, you know, that's pretty hardcore. So he, like, I think he nearly dies in the process, and then he sort of is in this horrible situation for ages, but he sacrifices and he takes care of the baby so well. So cute. I can't remember if it was 4 years or 1 year. I don't know. It wasn't long anyway. And then this nurse comes along and such a good book.
Yep.
So go and read it.
He was just a gorgeous, wonderfully drawn hero.
She won the Christie Award for that last year.
Swept all the book awards last year, all the Christian book awards. She won the Carol, the Christie, the Inspi.
It just cleaned up. And it has a really great cover. I love the cover of that book.
A gorgeous cover, gorgeous story. I loved all the characters. I loved the circus setting. And Charlie is just, he's so steady and, like you were talking about Bear being confident in his faith, Charlie is too. And he, just the way that he kind of quietly lives that out for Ella. And is it Ella? Ellie?
Yeah, that's the nurse. Ella. I can't remember what the baby's name is.
The baby's name is Holland.
Name
is Holland. Yes.
There is something
and
to be said.
I'm paying more attention to Charlie than the women.
Yeah.
That's why I remember his name. But
Charlie really is that book.
There is something to be said about a confident man. Like, I feel like the men that I tend to gravitate
not
towards. Not arrogant. Yeah,
not
like
arrogant.
Very. Yeah.
There's a very fine line here. Yeah, if they're arrogant, I completely write them off. I'm like, nope, I'm done. I mean, unless it's a temporary, you know, arrogance at the beginning and there's character development, but
like a Mr. Darcy kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, and I think that was, I mean, that's such a testament to the writers who write those characters, because it's so hard to write that line of confident versus arrogant. And I think the confidence comes from knowing who they are in Christ and knowing who they are and what they want versus like, I'm confident I can get this girl, which that would be like a beauty. You were mentioned Beauty and the Beast earlier, and I'm like, that reminded me of Gaston and Beauty and the Beast. Like, Belle will be mine.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want Gaston. There's a reason he's not the hero of that story.
Yes, very true.
Yeah.
And who wants a guy that shovels 12 dozen eggs, however many dozen eggs, whole, large? That's just gross.
Yeah. No, thanks. And doesn't read. He doesn't read.
I know. What kind of a guy is that?
Right? Whatever.
Belle would not have been a good match.
No.
No.
No, they would not have done well. And while we're talking about Joanne Bischoff, though, her newest hero, if you haven't met him yet, if you haven't met Thor, he is right up there with Charlie. And Thor is giving Charlie a run for his money.
Yeah. So, I've been hearing a lot of buzz about Thor.
Yeah. Sons of Blackbird Mountain. Wonderful, wonderful book. So.
Awesome.
All right, Jess, go again. What's your number two?
I am going down a YA dystopian path now. My next favorite one has to be 4 out of the Divergent series.
Yes! Ugh. Yes, yes, yes! Okay, not as exciting as Gil, but still, yes!
I love that character. So I saw the movie first. I had never heard of Divergent. I saw the movie, loved it, and then someone at work loaned me all three books, and I burned through them at a ridiculous rate of knots. That story was so engaging. I didn't love how it is fantastic up until like the last 20 pages of the book. I don't like the way it ended, up until then, amazing story. And that character and Triss, both of them are fantastic characters. And normally, like, I was worried I wouldn't like the book version as much as the movie one, because the movie guy was just so great. But you read the book and you realize that anything good about the movie version came from the book one, and in fact the book's probably a bit better. And it was a great movie. So yeah, he's great. And I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's, there's a lot of explaining to it. Basically, it's a dystopian future that everybody's split into different groups. He is training all the new recruits in one group, and our heroine Triss is one of the new trainees, and they have to get around a lot of bad guys who are trying to hunt down people who are different or divergent, and she is one of them, and he helps her hide and he protects her, and he has to look big and scary so that the upper people don't figure out that that she's different, and so he holds himself away a lot, but he actually likes her the whole time and is keeping an eye out for her, and they work together and make a really great team, and end up saving the day.
Love Four. I remember watching Divergent. You were right. I watched the series also. I actually read the Hunger Games first and then watched the movies. And I didn't really
the
like
Hunger Games.
Yeah, I didn't really like the way the Hunger Games ended. So I was really not thinking I was going to read Divergent after Divergent came out
so
in theaters. And I kind of went into this idea that I wasn't going to like it. And then, holy cow, it was just such a different story. It was such a different story. And Four, I could totally, I am so on board with that.
So
I loved his, he was just so careful around Triss. Like, he didn't want to, he kind of had known, like, this is what she needs. I think that was just what I loved about him. It was like, this is what she needs. She needs space, or she needs this. And it was like, he was so very aware of what she needed in every moment that it was like, you're just perfect.
He was protecting. Which is how we know he's fictitious.
Right? Right?
Yes.
True story.
But he was also great because he was protective in a way that didn't smother her. Like, what he did to protect her was actually give her the room to make herself stronger. What's your next one, Hannah?
Okay. We have Lord of the Rings. If you were to guess which Lord of the Rings character I'm going to say, what would you say?
Aragorn.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the obvious one. And Legolas, I feel like was underdone in the story, but had more potential than what he was given.
It's Aragorn for me. It's definitely Aragorn for me.
Yeah.
First of all, it was, I know, right? Let's just like fan ourselves off.
Yeah.
Those movies came out while I was in like early high school, and I remember all of my girlfriends, we picked a character, right? And my character was like, everyone was like, oh, Legolas, and it was like, no. I want Aragorn.
Why would they not pick Aragorn?
I don't know. Everyone wanted Legolas. I just was not that girl. I just remember them. I think it was the long blonde hair. I never got that. I think he was such a pretty boy in that movie. But he also, in Legolas in the books too, it was just like, no, you want Aragorn. I love the fact that he's struggling with his identity in a sense, because his identity comes so much from like the legend of what's happened before and the failures of men, that he's so terrified he's going to fail. Aragorn is such a strong character, but still like unsure of who he is in a sense. Like, he's not the king, but he is the king. And I just love watching him grow through that whole thing. But yeah, we could talk about Aragorn all day long.
Yeah, he's confident in a lot of things, except in who he is.
Yeah.
And I think that makes this kind of dichotomy of a character that you're pulling for him to figure out the rest of it. You know, you're pulling for him to really become confident in himself, and not just the mission and not not right and wrong, because he seems to have that, you know, very clearly defined, which is always good in a hero, in a book boyfriend. But yeah, but he wasn't confident in himself, which kept him from being arrogant, even though he does have a little bit of a swagger, at least movie Aragorn does.
Yeah, J.R.R. Tolkien writes. I agree. The movie version was fantastic too, and he looks amazing in that movie version. J.R.R. Tolkien did such a great job writing his. I think I got the most out of Aragorn. Actually, I think I loved Sam and Frodo's relationship too, but I think out of the book, it was Aragorn's growth through that entire book that caught me the most. And I say the entire book meaning like the three books. I read them all as one. But the whole trilogy, he just is like going from Strider, that's what I was trying to remember what he called himself before. Strider, which wasn't even, he like took to using a different name, and he becomes more Aragorn the more the book goes on. And I think it's the confidence thing that gets me. I think that's one of those.
I see a pattern. Yeah.
I know. I kind of see a pattern too. Consider that my next person I'm dating here. Thank you everyone for coming today or for listening in. And we will catch us next time on Story Nerds. And let's thank Carrie Booth for coming today. Woohoo!
Thanks, Carrie.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's an honor. Yeah.
All right, bye guys.
See you next time.
Bye.
Hey guys, if you want to continue the conversation, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/storynerds and on Twitter at storynerds_chat.
Or you can find us individually. I am on Instagram and Facebook at Jessica Kate Writing and on Twitter at JessicaKate05.
And I am on Instagram and Facebook at Hannah Davis Author and on Twitter at Hannah D Author. Join us next time to tune in and nerd out.
Bye.
Bye.